Unless you turn and become like a little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This quote from our Lord in today's Gospel speaks volumes to the life's work of today's saint, St. John Bosco. You see, St. John rescued young boys from the streets. Back in Turin, during the lifetime of St. John, many of the families there were very, very poor, and they could not support their whole family. And they did a sad thing, that they would send the young boys out onto the streets, and there would be hardly anybody to care for them at all. And they were expected to go and find work and get jobs and bring home some money to send back to their family to support them and to make a little bit of money to support themselves out on the streets. But the problem, there's many problems with it. You know, the children were very young when they started working, so they might have been 9, 10 years old, and they'd be spend their entire days climbing scaffolding high above the streets, lugging bricks around, doing very dangerous work, and also living a life with essentially very little guidance because their parents had sent them out. So they lived on the streets. They lived with only their peers for influence, people that would cause them to be tempted to sin and cause them to move further and further away from God. Their parents were not around to take care of them and to guide them down the straight and narrow path. Yet St. John saw these children and realized that they needed that guidance. They needed it for not only themselves physically from the heavy work, but also, more importantly, for their souls. And so he made it his apostolate to go out to these streets, to go to these jobs, find these young boys, and invite them. Tell them, you can either stay here and work, or you could come with me, and we could play games. We can go and play sports in the yard, or we can, you know, St. John Bosco juggled and walked the tightrope and did acrobatic tricks, all for the children. And it was because of this that, you know, the kids, they saw, okay, I can work or I can play. And they followed him. But it wasn't just to play. When he got them there, he said, okay, you've played for a while now. Now you're going to go to confession. Now we're going to go to Mass. Now we're going to say the Rosary. And the boys followed. Many, many children came through St. John's oratory to follow him and find their way away from sin on the streets and in their way to a life of holiness, growing closer to God each and every day. Now, many of you, or all of you, I should say, are fortunate enough that today you have roofs over your heads, you have nice warm meals to eat, you have people who care about you and love you, you come here to the true sacraments and receive them often, you say your prayers, all these wonderful things. Well, it wasn't too long ago, even in our own country, that children live very much like the children that St. John Bosco helped. Where I'm from, Massachusetts, there's a town, Lowell, right down the street from where I grew up, one town over, the city of Lowell. And in that town, that's the first place in the United States where the Industrial Revolution came to. And there, in the 1920s, 1930s, 40s, children worked in textile factories there, young children. You see, these machines were very, very big. In textile machines, they weaved fabric to make clothes and to make decorations and curtains and whatever it may be made out of cloth. And these machines weaved the fabric for those. But they would hire real small children. And they'd work in these places. And the reason for it was the machines, they wanted to fit as many as they could in a room. So they put them close together. And then they wanted, you know, they were all the parts were all very tight together, so it was hard to, if the shuttle got stuck, to get in there and to reach it, so children with small hands could get in there more easily, and you could pay children less, but they were poor. And just like in St. John Bosco's time, they didn't have much in the way of guidance, and their families needed some income, so they sent them out. And the children worked in very dangerous conditions. It was, filled with particles in the air that they had to breathe in. They would get their fingers caught, sometimes lose a finger in the machine, or get their hair caught if they were girls, especially, and it ripped their hair out, or catch their tie if they were a boy and could strangle them. Very dangerous. They needed someone like a Saint John Bosco. They needed someone also like our Saint Therese of Lisieux, our saint for this Lenten season coming up. She, very much like Saint John Bosco, had that same spirit of a child. In fact, that same quote that I quoted to you at the beginning of the sermon, unless you become like little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. That quote from today's gospel is actually part of the collect of her Mass coming up in October. And she shows us perfectly what we all have to do to be that childlike spirit, that person that St. John Bosco sought after so much. She did it through her, what we all know as her little way, making sure that we do everything in our lives as perfectly as we can, and do everything we have to do for the greater glory of God, to honor God, offering everything we have up as a little prayer. That's the way Saint Therese did things. That's the way that each and every one of us can get to heaven. Now, we'll be hearing a lot of Saint Therese, so I won't go too much into it, but all of us are called to that type of life, to do our things well. Now, you're here at school, or do you have to study well? You have to listen to your instructions well. At home, you have to do your chores well. You have to listen to your parents, being obedient to all those who are superior to you in that way, parents, teachers, other adults in the family, whatever it may be. You have to be respectful to them at all times. You have to do any kind of household work well. You have to have charity at all times for those around you, even your siblings, who oftentimes are probably the hardest ones for you to have charity towards. You have to love them as well. That's what Saint Therese did. And it's that type of spirit which never changes no matter how old you get. You're always going to have to be obedient and respectful to people. You're always going to have charity. You're always going to have work that you have to do faithfully. And you're always going to be called to do these things by God. That's how we know His will, especially for you as children. That's God's will for you, to do these things and do them well. And by doing so, that's how we can save our souls. If we do that from now all the way to the day we die, there's no question, we'll be in heaven. So we have to try that each and every day. And it's no question that if Saint Therese had lived before Saint John Bosco, she would be one of the first saints that he would use as the perfect example to his boys at his oratory, to tell them, this is what you need to do in your life. Whatever God's calling you to here and now, do it well. He calls us each day to do different things. Showing them the way of the little flower. Showing them that all they have to do is love God more and do His will, and they can get to heaven too. And if we do that, just like St. John Bosco, just like St. Therese of Lisieux, then one day we too will be saints, just like them, for all eternity. May God bless you all, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.